Today is the 25th annual Chorus Radiothon, supporting the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation on 630 Chad Mornings with Daryl McIntyre.
Thank you for joining us here on this Friday morning. Not just any Friday morning, it is the Radiothon indeed. We are at the Stollery Children's Hospital. When Morley and I first got here this morning, it was pretty quiet. It's starting to get not so quiet again. We have a couple of guests joining us this morning who are going to be able to give you an idea why we're doing this today. Cecile is here with her son, Elias. Nice to have both of you here. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great.
Yeah, and Elias, you're supposed to be in school. What's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Not much? What, you got some other things to do instead? Like what? What do you have to do today?
Another appointment.
Another appointment. One in a long line, I'll bet you, huh? Is it going to last all day? So no school all day?
Yep.
You have a crafty way of making these things work out for you. Good to have you here. Nice to see you. Cecile, give me a little idea. You mentioned to me just before we came on the air, well, we're lifers here. It's been a long journey, huh?
Yeah, we actually started coming to the Stollery before he was born. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed in utero that he was going to be missing half of his heart. Wow. So they set up a very elaborate delivery plan, and then within hours of being delivered at the Royal Alex, he was transferred here by ambulance, and I followed a few hours later, and he had his first open heart at 6 days old, and then another at 3.5 months, and then went into full heart failure at 3, so we came back once more and had one more open heart, thinking that this would be the last. And super easy, they told us maybe a week stay, and experienced a massive stroke during that OR, which turned into a whole nother Stollery story. So now we're also a neurosurge family in addition to cardiology.
Wow, that's a lot for any family to, any number of families to have to deal with. One family, it's tougher.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. We lived here for 3 months during that stay. Also delivering our fourth baby during that time while he was an inpatient. It was a wild ride, and didn't look very good for him. He had, during that time, I think they did 12 brain surgeries during that stay, and pretty bleak prognosis that he would ever come home. And here we are 11 years in, and he's doing Radiothon.
You know, so often we end up focusing on all the stuff you've gone through, but you've gone through it and you're here. And Elias, you look good, my man. You look good. I don't know what all's been going on lately with you, but how are you feeling? How are things? You're missing out on some school today, but other than that, how are you doing?
It's fine.
It's fine. Well, the thing is, you're gonna have sort of that attitude after a while. You've been through a ton, man.
Yeah, you know, we kind of joked. We met a new physician last week, and he said, I think you know some of my friends. And I said, I think we know all the ologists here.
All the ologists. I love the way that looks at that. I talked a little bit earlier about a child life specialist, for example. We'll talk about the beach. We'll talk about supporting family. So even before Elias arrived, you were getting support and knowledge and information. Can you take us through what that connection has meant to you, Cecile?
Well, it really has become a family. When we walk through these doors, because there are so many specialists involved in his care, we have been really supported as an entire family through the entire time. It wasn't just for him. And they supported us in knowing that, yes, the prognosis wasn't great, but they never gave up on him. And that really gave us hope as a family that we weren't alone in all of this, and walked us through each step of the way and kind of guided us how things were going to go. And we're so fortunate because he is doing remarkably well.
Maybe for both of you, tell me about the people here and how they've become part of your life, because you've obviously spent a lot of time here. What's it like, Elias, first for you to come here and see the doctors and nurses here? You got to know them pretty well?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
No.
What an unfair question we ask, huh? How do you have all of the ologists?
For you, it must be that part of it is something that I think that people don't understand and don't see a lot of, is how they look after your child, but they look after you and the rest of your family too.
Yeah, one of the biggest pieces has been child life. Because these procedures are not always pleasant, you know, they walk him through what it's going to be like physically, but as a family, we had two older children at the time when he went through most of the worst of it, and the child life knew the girls' favorite colors, and they knew what sports they were involved with and engaged them as part of the process, because of course, we lived here, but we still had two children at home to care for. So when they would come for visits, the Child Life scooped them up and engaged them so that they could be a part of the process, and it wasn't a negative experience for them.
Okay, so where do we go from here? You have some appointments today. I don't know how much detail you want to get into what the appointments are, but, you know, what are the next days look like?
You know, today is actually at the Glen Rose. They support us as well with his walking. He had a massive surgery on his legs last year to enable him to walk as able as he can. And we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's kind of a pioneer. He's one of only, I think they said, 17 in the world with his combination of conditions. So there's really not statistics. You know, he's doing great and all the things that an 11-year-old should.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any more surgeries on the immediate docket.
Good.
But there will be. You know, we figured it out this spring was his 80th sedation.
Holy cow.
Wow.
So you mentioned heart issue and then stroke and some possible, some neuro. And how are the legs? How's the walking attached to that? Is that part of the stroke?
Yeah, during the stroke, he lost all function. So his ability to speak, his vision, gross and fine motor, his bladder function, because it's all musculature, and all function on his left side. So learning to walk has been an ongoing process. And his spasticity is due to the cerebral palsy that he developed as a part of his stroke.
He seems to be his personality, he seems to be a real fighter. Obviously, you have to be successful going through all this.
He is one of the most amazing kids I have ever encountered. He's just so remarkably positive, and he's engaged with the physicians when he comes. You know, it's not just a grumble. You know, he just said he was excited to come this morning because he didn't have to go without food. Normally, when we come to the stallery, it's for a surgery, and he can't eat breakfast before we come.
Did you? You just found out this morning that the Oilers continued their winning streak, Elias. They got 15 in a row. Will they make 16?
What's your prediction?
Who knows?
Who knows?
It's an afternoon game against Nashville. Are you going to be watching that?
Afternoon games we might get to watch.
You might get to watch?
Yeah.
It's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's not going to be so bad. You know what, both of you, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for telling your story. Thanks for sharing what's been going on and just how important the Stollery is. Is there any way, and I know you've been asked this before, Cecile, is there any way to put into words, and you've done a great job of it in some ways, but I think when somebody says, what does it mean to you? What does the Stollery mean to you? Is there a way you've come up with to describe that?
You know, his brain injury was considered life-ending. It was considered catastrophic. They used the word immense. Things that a parent should never hear about their child. And a 5% chance of ever bringing him home. And we sat here with the team and had to make some really hard decisions. And they never gave up on him. And they never gave up on us as a family. So they've given us an additional 8 years of life with him after that event, and we can't say thank you enough. The entire team here is so much a part of our heart and so much a part of our family. We're just forever indebted.
We are very thankful for you coming in and telling your story. Thank you so much. Thank you. Elias, have a good day, and have a fast, quick, enjoyable appointment. Say hi to the ologists for us, would you?
Yes.
Yes.
Deal.
Cecile, Elias, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The tissues are right over there. Stollery Children's Hospital, the Chorus Radiothon, 25th annual. The stories that hit home and make you realize why it's time to make a call. You'll be able to. The phone lines will open at 7 o'clock. And then StolleryKids.com is the website you can go to as well.
Blood evidence always tells a story. People will do this job. They risk it all.
February 18th on Global.
Come back the next day and do it all over again.
Keep following the evidence.
I found him. I found the guy who killed my mother.
We know.
The new season returns.
Killers always leave a trail.
CSI Vegas, new season on a new night. Sunday, February 18th on Global.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.